We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Did you know this is the first annual National Day on Writing? Writers from every walk of life are encouraged to share their writings online in galleries of writing. And we're not talking about professional writers. We're talking about writers. If you jot a note, if you blog, if you tweet, you're a writer. A National Gallery of Writing is open and ready for visitors. Champaign-Urbana writers are participating with a gallery as well. It's called the CU Writes Gallery. In addition to online galleries, local celebrations of writing are taking place around the country. This evening from 5 until 8, a celebration will be held in the auditorium at the Urbana Free Library. Admission is free, and families are encouraged to attend. Behind this National Day on Writing are English teachers. Joining me to tell us more about the National Day on Writing, the National Gallery of Writing, and CU Writes is Millie Davis of the National Council of Teachers of English. She is Division Director of Communications and Affiliate Services for the Council. Welcome.
Thanks so much. I'm really glad to be here.
I suspect, given texting and blogging and email, we're writing more than we think we are. Is that true?
I would think so, and certainly the establishment of the gallery was one way to show that.
Yeah. What inspired the National Day on Writing and these galleries?
Well, we are English teachers, of course, but we've been noticing what you just mentioned. We've noticed that writing is increasing. I'm sure there's not a one of us that hasn't been in some place, walking down the street, in an airport, in a store, that we've not seen somebody texting, for instance, on their phone, or in the grocery store. Often I hear somebody calling up and saying, but they only have this brand, or texting on their phone to find the answer about what they should buy. So one, we've noticed. Two, we want to celebrate all the writing that's out there in the world. I'm certain that there are people who have heard that because of things like texting, our writing is going downhill.
Yeah.
And our contention would be that maybe our writing is different. The third thing is that we certainly know that young people are writing a good deal out of school and a good deal differently out of school than they are in school. So we wanted to get a big sample of what the whole country is writing. And I need to tell you that at this moment in time, there are probably 10 to 12,000 pieces in this gallery. And our goal is to have 100,000 by June.
And what will happen to all these submissions?
Well, they're up there for everybody to see at www.galleryofwriting.org. And everybody can view them through June. Hopefully what will also happen is that researchers will take a look at this gallery and find the answers to some of the questions that have only been guessed at the moment. They'll be able to see writing of all sorts. This writing is by people of all ages, from two-year-olds on up. It's all writing that the writers chose to submit. And I think there's a good deal for us to learn from this.
Okay, so the submissions are not juried in any manner.
They are curated.
Okay.
By the gallery curators. And each gallery, just as CU Writes Gallery, has a statement of purpose for that gallery. So in CU Writes, we're accepting writing by residents of Champaign-Urbana about Champaign-Urbana. So if we got a writing about Moscow, Idaho, we probably wouldn't want to include it in that gallery. However, the curator could send that
writing
to the NCTE gallery, which is called the Mosaic, because that gallery takes all sorts of writing.
Okay. And perhaps, listeners, you've seen this flyer around Champaign-Urbana for CU Writes. It says, in Champaign-Urbana, we're collecting writings about life in CU, stories, poems, recipes, emails, blogs, even audio, video, and artwork for CU Writes. So that's very interesting. Now we've got this event that celebrates writing coming up this evening at the Urbana Free Library Auditorium. What's planned for this celebration this evening in Urbana?
Oh, the celebration will be great fun, and I hope you'll be able to come out to it. It's about writing, of course, which means that there are parts of the celebration that encourage you to write. We'll have a little tree area where you can take a sticky note and put down what you think Champaign-Urbana will be like in 2050. We have a graffiti wall, big butcher paper that you and you can be 2 years old or you could be 80, can come and write upon. We have exercises where you can go to a table and cut out words and make a message. We also have speakers. And I'd like to tell you who they are, if I may. Starting at 5:30 with Alice McGinty, local writer. At 6 o'clock, and each of these speakers will talk for about 5 minutes, Ernie Westfield, former Negro League baseball player and adamant writer and speaker about writing. At 6:30, we have Lauren Tate from the News Gazette. At 7, we have two U of I tennis players who are blog writers. And at 7:30, we have a University of Illinois professor, Dennis Barron, who writes a good deal about language and is featured on WLL.
And has a wonderful sense of humor.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He's often on Focus 580. I love to hear him when he's on the program. Yeah. So that's all in store for us this evening from 5 to 8 at the Urbana Free Library Auditorium, which is on West Green Street in Urbana. So as you've been noodling around in the galleries, what has pleased you most?
I think that I'm most pleased by the variety. And I need to tell you that our idea of writing is an idea of writing writ large, if you will. So it includes writing that is done with pen and pencil, and I've seen some wonderful children's compositions done on that lined paper they use in the first grade. It is considered to be writing if it's graphic, and there's a whole gallery called Spider Tangle that is dedicated to expression through graphic means. It is writing that is done for fun. There's a whole gallery that is set aside for people who want to write in the voice of an animal, and it's curated by a dog named Lexi,
who lives locally. A lot of creativity.
Yeah, yeah. And there's serious writing in there, too. There's a whole gallery that says, My Letter to the World. If I wanted to write my letter to the world, what would it be? And there are poems and videos and podcasts. Right here in CU Writes, there's a podcast from the Youth Media Workshop right here in Champaign-Urbana.
That WILL is behind.
Absolutely.
Very much behind. I really look forward to seeing some of the creativity in groups from alike groups like Youth Media Workshop, because these high school students and middle school students are doing tremendous multimedia work. They're doing writing, they're doing audio, they're doing recording, they're doing history, they're doing so much.
You bet.
Yeah, okay.
They certainly are.
So in this National Gallery of Writing, will it continue to exist online?
Well, it will exist for sure
future?
Until the end of June,
okay.
2010. And at this point in time, we're looking for funding to maintain the archive because it is such, right this minute, but will be, I'm sure, by June, such a wonderful repository for people to study, to think about writing. And ultimately, NCTE, the National Council of Teachers of English, is an organization to help teachers be better teachers of all the language arts, and that includes writing. And so one thing we want to learn is how to do that.
Okay. Well, happy National Day on Writing.
Thank you so much.
Millie Davis has been my guest this afternoon in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. She's with the National Council of Teachers of English. This is the first annual National Day on Writing, and writers from every walk of life are encouraged to share their writings online in galleries of writing. A National Gallery of Writing is open and ready for visitors. You'll find it at www.galleryofwriting.org.